You didn't think I was gonna waste a day of not driving on a sunny day when I have a brand new BMW 3 Series in sitting in my driveway. George in Atlanta. I just tweeted that I was out testing out this car. George in Atlanta, hello, thanks for your tweet. I'm supposed to be driving, not looking at Twitter. So, there will be a Twitter gap, people. So yes, it's a beautiful day. Ooh, that seat heat is working good, people. That seat heat is working good. So I went on the internet and I priced out this car. And I tried to figure out what exactly, how much are we looking at for this little BMW? $37,500 for this car. And it's not a four-cylinder. I was quite incorrect in that. Sorry to mislead you. It's actually an inline six. So I was quite surprised to find it was a six-cylinder. It's a pretty small engine, but... And it's got 200 horsepower, 180 foot-pounds of torque for those people who are into those kinds of numbers. So it's actually quite nicely powered. I'm impressed for 200 horsepower, which is not a lot, really. It puts out quite nicely. I think it's got to be that six-speed automatic transmission. By the way, the transmission on this car with the brand name Steptronic manual transmission, I think is what they call it. $1,600 extra bucks for that Steptronic. It does a good job, though. You know, it's a good transmission, I think. But why do they have to make these transmissions that are so complicated? I was reading the specs on this thing, and it's just nicely enough, or nicely complicated enough. It's a slightly complicated transmission. It tries to outthink you. You know, I'm just not in favor of these transmissions that are trying to be smarter than the human. That's my general philosophy. Let the human be... You know, for everyday, yes, okay. For grandma, who's driving her 3 Series to the grocery store, it would be a great car for grandma, by the way. If your grandma's cool and hip, that is. Anyway, these, you know, it's the transmissions, they're so technical and automated. They just, you know, they're fine for the average driver to get good fuel economy. And this is really... The goal of the car company is to get good fuel economy. So, you know, as a general rule, this is a great little car. It's really nicely designed. I like it. It feels really heftily built. It's sturdy. It's solid. It's got a very nicely powered engine in it. It's just a small little engine. And, you know, a transmission that'll let you... beat away at it every once in a while. I think it's a great car. $37,500 though, Canadian. And that's before taxes. Add another 12%, I think, on top of that. So you do the math. I can't think like that. So I'm not being overly aggressive here, but the car is certainly putting out a nice bit of power for me. It's just very comfortable. It's got enough power to deal with its own demands, and it's not overpowered. It's a really good car. You know, not like some cars like these Hyundais that are just a little bit heavy and their engines aren't quite powerful enough. And they get a bit sluggish in things. This is not sluggish at all, like an entry-level Hyundai would be. Like a Hyundai Accent or something like that. It's about the same size as a Hyundai Accent in that line of cars. So it's, you know, a little bit small, but it is very maneuverable. It's easy to drive. It's very comfortable. Whoop, guy coming into my lane there. Yeah, this car manages the weight nicely. And I was surprised, the tires are quite good on it. They're like, I think they're 15-inch P225 something or others. So it's a low-profile tire. It's a good width. And yeah, the tires are good. I mean, it's an expensive tire for an entry-level car, so... But they could be beefed up just a little bit. If you just had slightly nicer tires, it would be a much nicer handling car. But those are just the stock tires. They're quite good. You know, it's interesting. Once you learn how the car reacts to things, it's so much more fun to drive when you can figure out just exactly what your car is thinking. This is the thing that I don't like about these over-automated transmissions, though. You have to adapt yourself to how the transmission is thinking. Because it keeps changing its mind on what it wants to do, right? Sometimes it wants to be aggressive, and then sometimes all of a sudden you find your transmission downshifting on you when you don't expect it to. Thank goodness for good old manual transmissions. So is there anybody, would anybody be interested in joining me for a car talk-esque, a car talk live show? I'm sort of thinking about doing something like what Gavin and Hatem do on Saturday nights. And just having like a join-in show to talk for anybody who wants to talk about cars. Is there a demand for that? Are people out there curious? Want to call in car questions and stuff like that, a la NPR's Car Talk? I suppose that's probably copyrighted, so we'd have to call it the Pink Wheel Nuts Wheels Off Their Nuts show or something. Maybe I could get Apollonius to join in. Who else likes cars around here? So I'm kind of thinking about doing that. If anybody out there is interested in joining me for a car talk-esque kind of a show, like just a chitty chat, you know, we could check in and talk about daily events and stuff, and anybody who has car-related things to talk about or car questions could write the show or something, or Skype in and say, and we could talk about stuff. Talk about the philosophy of flappy paddle gearboxes. So I don't really have a destination in mind. I have nowhere that I need to go, so I'm just sort of driving around looking for fun places to go. Maybe I could go get a coffee or something. Well, we better put it into manual mode. Yeah, it's very restrained. Cannot get a hang of this damn shifter thing. Okay, fourth gear, third gear, please. Yeah, that's it. Where's your power, baby? I need power. Fourth gear. It's twitchy. The engine is twitchy. So fifth gear toward me. Yes, fifth gear. Sixth gear. Fifth gear. Fourth gear. Yeah, it's nicely responsive though. I do enjoy driving this car. I'm surprised it's so much fun to drive for being like just the bottom entry level engine and transmission in it. I guess, well, this Tiptronic or Steptronic or whatever the hell they're calling it. It really adds a good dimension, I think, that Steptronic. It's a really good, weird learning curve, though. It's hard to figure out what the hell to do with it. Upshift, downshift, which way is up? Oh, God.
I'm gonna get into my Crossfire now and not how to, won't know how to shift gears. Maybe I need to go to Australia, Scotty, the little Aussie battler. Okay, so I gotta have to find some music on this really super complicated Apple iPod interface. Fuck me. Okay, go back. It's taking my attention right away from the road. Artist. I don't want to be bothered with this crap. I want Siri to do everything for me. Okay, back into manual mode. As soon as you go into it, it doesn't tell you what gear you're in. I guess this is sport mode. Is it going to do it for me? 4500? Come on, shift. Towards me for up. 4. 3000 RPM. 3500 RPM. 100. 105. In a large, long, sweeping corner. See how it reacts to power. No significant oversteer, understeer, or liftoff oversteer. Fifth gear, okay, gear down, fourth gear. Fifth gear, 110, up a hill, 2500. Yeah, it's got good power. I'm in fifth gear, it's maintaining. This thing, when you're in Steptronic mode, it revs up the engine to get into gear. It's really weird. I understand why it does it, but it's kind of disconcerting. It's like you lose control of your car for an instant. Or third. Second gear. People, the music that you're going to be hearing is just kind of random because it's the easiest thing I could get connected to on my on my phone, on my iPhone. The thing renders your iPhone in unusable when you. Oh, I gotta tell you what's happening here. Okay, so I've paired my phone to the Bluetooth so that the telephone talking works and all that. I have also connected my telephone via USB into the car. Well, when you do that, it renders your phone useless. You can't do anything with it. I guess it's to prevent you from, I don't know, texting or something. Anyway, it's a very complicated iPhone interface. It's one of those things you got to read the manual 15 times. So I guess I don't have a manual. I won't be able to read up on it. But anyway, so I was able to somehow play you from my phone into the car stereo speakers my music, but to only this playlist, because that's as much of an investment as I'm making in learning how the iPod works. So, here's some Boobala Chakala for you while I do a bit of driving. I think I'm getting the hang of driving this car. quite fun, actually. That little blip, throttle blip, that it does when you're doing the Steptronic, using the Steptronic manual transmission. I am starting to get used to it, I guess. Coming over. So I'm doing city driving now, so I've got it back in fully automatic mode. How's my gas doing? I've been burning up the gas with this car, I must say. It's a little bit of a gas bank, that six-cylinder. So it's an inline six. I'm sorry, I can't remember. I don't remember this literage on it. Yeah, so we're burning gas like mad. Stop, go, stop, go, stop, go traffic. Lots of lane change traffic. Go, go, go. Yellow light. Stop, stop, stop. I think I'll turn my seat heat off now. My ass is pretty nicely warm, I think. Kind of want a coffee. Okay, so I'm going to be doing a freeway approach here. So I'm going to be getting a little more aggressive or more assertive. So I'm in Tiptronic mode. Close that sunroof for you, sorry about that. Fourth gear, fifth gear. 100 kilometers an hour. Fifth gear, 2500 RPM. No real demand for power at the moment. Seemed very easy to get up to speed like that, sixth gear, onto the freeway. Gonna try and squeeze myself in between some of this faster moving traffic. Little shift down to fifth gear, take fourth. 3000 RPM and 90 kilometers. Going over the bridge, the Second Narrows Bridge, as we call it. Looking over at all the ships in the bay, the cargo carrier container ships. They'll be coming and going. It's coming up, oh no, it's a few hours from tide, high tide, when they usually leave. Pretty day. Modulate you, I'm sorry, because I need to rock out. I could live with a car like this if I had to, in a pinch. If all I had to spend was $40,000 on a car, I could do it. Oh, that's funny. That's funny to me. We'll never know why. It's just my little private joke. Oh, that's funny. Okay, what do we got? Sixth gear, 1800 RPM. I've reset all the calibrations for fuel consumption and what have you. Okay, let's take some of these guys. Fifth gear, coming up to a really long, hard hill here. So I'm in fifth gear, 2,800 RPM. Just gonna take a lane or two. Yeah, gear down, fourth gear, 3,500. I'm accelerating mildly, 110. Yeah, it's got pull. I wouldn't say a whole crap load of it. It's good though. Third gear. Slowed down to a crawl behind a big blunderbuss. Wow, we're down to 20 kilometers an hour. Crossfire, I guess. The Crossfire is a bit better, but it's got the range. Sixth gear, 2,000 RPM, 100 kilometers. Not bad. Not bad, little BMW. I'm impressed. Behind me, you're gonna want to get in front of me. I can just tell. I see people regularly drive much faster on this road than they should. Here's one of the long sweeping corners. I'm in fourth gear, 3,000 RPM, 19 kilometers an hour. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, this is a little understeer, a little bit understeer. But then it heels over, it kind of heels over and commits to it. Fifth gear, 100 kilometers, 2,500 RPM. I'm just climbing and climbing and climbing up the mountain. It's a beautiful blue day, sunny skies, blue skies. I can see across the bay to the city skyline of Vancouver because I am on the North Shore at an undisclosed location. Climbing, climbing, climbing. I'm just doing long straight stretches here. I'm not driving very fast. Okay, we are coming up to our first hairpin corner. 5,000 RPM, or fifth gear, sorry. I'll get into this now. This is a 30 kilometer turn. I'm doing, coming down to 60. Yeah, there's that understeer. Oh, come on, heel, 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 baby, heel over. Good job. You really got, it's like a worm. Hilarious. Oh, that's fucking funny. Oh, that was good. Oh, this car is funny. Oh, I love it. Oh, the understeer is amazing. I'm surprised there's so much understeer with this car. I thought it would be better. I'm a little disappointed, BMW. You're good though, you're good. You're predictable. It's really predictable. I love it. Oh, that's hilarious. That shifter shifting, downshifting thing bugs me. I've passed, now this is my fourth BMW that I'm passing, or trying to pass. We got a group up ahead. Nice, lovely corner here. Everyone's slowing down, slowing down. Fifth gear, fourth gear, third gear. It's wet and dry, a little bit of both. Come on over, baby, come on over. Yeah, there you go. Come on over. It does it. It does it. I'm surprised. It does it. It's good. Okay, I can't stand this music anymore. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm at the top of the mountain almost.